sirs?
What is it, lapels two?
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Lee Quinones. I'm the acting board chairman of the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're authorized for a 3-member panel this afternoon. The next voice you will hear will be your panel lead, Mr. David Neal. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. We're bringing forward the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to the decision revocation. I'm going to ask the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. To my far right is the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse. To my left is the Honorable Lee Quinones. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the board office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification from the body of the board hearing. You read that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain the rights of the attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, and do so for him?
Yes, sir.
I do. Also, at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant at the time. Under date of offense, there is a typo. The date should be October 1st, 2009.
Can you repeat that date, sir?
October 1st, 2009. It currently says 4/26/82, which is the date of arrest, not the date of offense.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, we're going to be conducting a two-phase survey. One, we will determine if the current condition of the community supervision has been violated. And if they're violated, in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked in the end state. And so, for phase one, we're going to be doing two allegations that are ongoing in warrant. After each one, we're going to ask if it's true, false, or you can complete the Fifth Amendment. Charges, and if there is something pending, this is a recorded hearing, and the recording could be used in that court of law against you, so we give you that opportunity, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, how do you expect one of the violations of the board condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in physically affecting behavior on or about April 26, 2017, and V-Grad Halfway House, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona? Is that true, false, or do you wish to plead the Fifth, sir?
That's true.
Okay. Allegation number 2, violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about April 20, 2018, for the task lab report dated April 21, 2018. Is that true, false, or do you wish to plead the Fifth, sir?
True.
Okay, sir. So based on the admission to Mr. Rothwell, I'm going to find the use of England as the honor of the internal condition of the supervision, and then you may have lots of laptops and equipment raised for the companies.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Norris, and moved by Mr. Pass. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a couple minutes. But before we do, Mr. Westby is going to get some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll get back with you in just a couple. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On April 2nd, 2018, Mr. Archuleta was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 26, 2018 by Phoenix PD on a new misdemeanor charge of assault. He was back in DOC custody on May 29, 2018, with a projected community supervision ending December 1, 2019, 0 penalties. Current conviction, 2010, robbery, 10 years. Prior convictions, 1989, trafficking and stolen property, 3 years, 9 months. 1995, theft, 2 years. 1995, trafficking and stolen property, 2 years. 1997, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. 2002, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 2004, burglary, third degree, 4.5 years. 2004, possessed and sold inhalants, 1.5 years, no, 1 year, 5 months, and 30 days, I'm sorry. 2008, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. This is his seventh term in DOC, CUIR score 2.2, mental score 2, substance abuse score 1. There's no gain information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2001, TIS release, absconded 1 month, 10 days, arrested in New Mexico, reached CSED in custody. 2003, TIS release, completed 3 months. 2007, TIS release, arrested on new charges, assault on law enforcement, revoked by the BOEC. 2009, TIS release, absconded 24 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant and lengthy with drugs, assault, threatening, conspiracy, rioting, and possession of contraband noted. There's no other arrest on record. His community risk score is a G3 and B5. He has extensive charges. It states that he had pled guilty to the misdemeanor assault charge and served 30 days in jail.
Thank you, sir.
So, Mr. Affidavit, we go over a summary of the case with you. So, on April 2nd, 2018, you were released to community supervision, and you had a room placement at Midway Halfway House, 25 degrees of West Palm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, and then on April 27th of 2018. You were discharged from VUA following your arrest by Phoenix PD for assault. No other address changes have been approved for this offender. So what happened, sir?
I had something to drink and then they started telling me stuff and I just got carried away.
Okay, so you have not violated and you kind of got upset when they confronted you with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's all been taken care of. You have time served. By the way. So in employment, did you have any employment or did you have any
I was in that toilet. It was in that toilet at the half house there. And I was barely a phase one. And you can't get employment until you reach phase two or phase three.
Phase one. Okay. So if you're doing a program and stuff there, so why did you have something to drink?
I messed up, had something to drink.
Okay. Yeah, that would be not a good thing to do in halfway hospital. You're not supposed to do it on your own community supervision. So programming, you were involved in task of random color code analysis. You're signing a room that on April 19th of 2018, the results of that day were negative and diluted. Then on April 20th, the results were positive for alcohol. So, dirty UA for alcohol on the 20th of April, and the incident at VUA to get you arrested wasn't until the 27th. So how long were you using alcohol?
I used it twice. I didn't drink every day, I just drank those two times.
Okay. But I'm going to see if I thought the room was any questions at this time. No question. Okay, sir, we're near the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion in a couple of moments to make a determination, but before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Plus, anything else you think might be pertinent to our decision, we just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered. So, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
All it is I know I messed up and but now I got my son, right when I got out, I got my son into my life. He's just turned 10 years old, and I want to try to be a father to show him the right way. But I haven't seen him in 10 years.
Okay. Well, certainly, the board will be going into discussion to make determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're messing you, but it won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the phone, and once we get a decision, we'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
And the board is now in discussion. Mr. Archuleta, apparently wasn't like his supervision, three out of four times he's been out before he had scanned here at the charters. And this time he wasn't out very long, he started using hot water today, and not only was he using hot water violation, but he had problem for his assaulting behavior and spent 30 days in prison for. So based on all the information in the report and all the testimony, I don't see Mr. Archuleta has a candidate for return to the supervision this time, but I know there's some discussion from my fellow board members of prison. Okay, based on all the information, we can go to 2091557. Mr. Archuleta's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I will revoke the supervision of Mr. Archuleta as he was going to violate term of vision supervision and had last or not last in a criminal rating or company.
Second.
I agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Cardenas, and reading by Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to revoke the supervision at this time. We suggest that you see if you can put together some AA classes or and/or MA classes in the remaining time that you have to give over the program and you possibly can for substance abuse. I put that on notice of a brilliant plan so that when you are released, you don't have any more viewers in the DOC. And so you can, pretty much what you want to do as long as it's legal, and that's when you'll be able to reintegrate with your sons and have a good and healthy life after that. So, sir, this will end your hearing, and if you would kindly put the CLC back on the phone.
Okay.